Okay. I'm here. I'm up. I'm live. Yep. Everything's good. What's going on, everybody? I'm back for a solo episode. It's been weeks, months, days, super long time since I've got on here and actually done a solo episode. Yeah. And, you know, I guess the reason for that is I've been having a lot of different guests on. Podcast is doing, it's been doing pretty well, I guess, I should say. You know, people wanting to come on, got some good guests on there. I've hopefully hit a lot of people with a lot of different knowledge and maybe some interesting stuff for people to listen to and take in. I don't know, but some of it I have found it pretty interesting, but it's been fun. But yeah, I haven't done a solo episode in a long time, so I wanted to get on here and just kind of share my thoughts on the future of the podcast and where things might be going, where they may not be going. And just in general, just kind of give everyone a quick rundown who's, you know, been asking questions and just, I don't know, get stuff out. That's where I've been thinking about. I don't know, just get us all on the same page, I guess I should say, you know, and just things been weird in 2023 and, you know, and I don't know exactly how I feel about things, and I guess what I mean by that is just that wondering where, you know, the time goes. You know, we're already a quarter in, it's March, whatever, we're already a quarter into the 2023, and, you know, and I think some of the things on the podcast when I'm talking and saying about myself or whatever, it's just you know, where are things going? And I don't really know what I mean by that. I know I'm pretty being really vague right now. And it's just, you know, it's just like, you know, you see yourself going down this road and you're not asking questions, you're not stopping and taking a break. And I feel like that's one of the things I kind of preach about on the podcast when talking about, you know, what are your goals? What's your motivation? What's your inspiration? You know, where do you see yourself in 6 months? Where do you see yourself next year? And yeah, so I got a lot of thoughts on the podcast and that I want to share and just maybe what I'm thinking about, but also some other things I wanted to do tonight, you know, make some content, not only for y'all, but for myself and just have a good time with it. And then maybe a little bit later, get into the podcast part of it. And when I mean by the podcast part of it, where do I see, or where do I see slash want the future of Sheeler Select to be going? And to be honest with you, I don't know right in here. And just right off the bat, don't have no clue. And Rocky's here. Duke's there. And just, and that's why I thought it'd be good to do a solo episode. You know, not only, like I said, not only just to get some thoughts out and express how I've been feeling about things, but just to, you know, just do something different, you know, try new things. Got a little smudge on my screen right here. So, but anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody who's been downloading the episodes, watching on YouTube, all that good stuff. It means a lot to me. Yeah. So let's dive in here. I didn't really, like I usually, my little, I guess, method to the madness. I didn't write anything down, but I did have an idea of where I wanted things to go. And like I said, I don't even know where to start at. I don't even know if I said that, but, you know, I'm really scattered brain right now. And just because I just knew I wanted to get on here and start talking, but I just said no. I didn't want to make a full plan just because I want my thoughts to come out and me think about things and me wonder what I'm really doing with my life. So, or what I'm really doing with the podcast. So anyway, what's been going on with me besides me podcasting and talking about CrossFit Open? First part of the Open just finished. Sitting in some good spots for myself. I think I am going to quarterfinals, which is good. You know, I love CrossFit. That's been one of my things that I've Rocky, that's been one of my things on here that, as you all know, that I talk about. And, it's one of the things that kind of makes sense to me, but also doesn't make sense to me. And what I mean by that is just that it's one of those things that I fell into
And it's one of the only things I feel like that I've done in my life that I've been good at. And it's just part of my routine. You know, I go there every day after work and do my thing. And, you know, did I ever, am I ever going to become making money from it? No, but that's not the point. The point is to be healthy and do the best I can and challenge myself at the same time. And that's what I've been doing. Maybe when I first started 10 years ago, that way probably was the goal, was to try to make it to the games and be some badass athlete. But I got to be real with myself, and which I am, and be realistic. And it's been fun. It's been a good ride, and still going down it. And, you know, and like I said, I'm in a 35 to 39 year old division, and you know, it's fun just to see, challenge myself, and even to see where I can take my level of fitness. And yeah, just, it's good. Just cause it's one of those things I never thought I would be doing. And, but, you know, but it's still cool to knowing what my body and mind can do when it needs to be done. And like I said, CrossFit just makes sense to me for whatever reason. I enjoy it. And just, it's just part of my routine, as much as I kind of sometimes shit on it, but don't mean to always do that. So yeah. So yeah, finish that, finish the open. We're going to go into quarterfinals this year. This time, I got in the quarterfinals last time. I messed up. I paid $50 for both the entire open and my division, which is where I screwed up last time. Cause I didn't know. I thought once you, I didn't know how it worked, and that's just me being dumb and not really looking up how things go and whatever. So, yeah. So this time I'm only going, so I did both. I did the quarterfinals for the whole open and the quarterfinals for just my division. And so this time, I know, and I'm going to do it for just my division. So we're going to get another 5 workouts, get judged, see how well I do. You know, it's fun. Like I said, you know, I'm there all the time anyway. I'm there at the gym literally 5 to 6 days a week. So why not, right? Why not? When in Rome, go for it. Sorry for Rocky's in here dropping his ball off as usual, kind of being annoying tonight. Usually he kind of sits up there, but I've been gone most of the day, so. But anyway, yeah, we're going to do that. I should be gearing up in a couple weeks, I think. That'll be good. Got daylight savings time coming up this weekend, which that's always a weird thing just because, you know, everyone's got different views on daylight savings time. So now I guess I'll be going to work in the dark when I wake up, and then you get longer daylight. So I guess you know, if anybody wants to go out and eat and stuff, I get an extra hour of daylight there at the bar. I mean, I just don't really understand what I'm doing with it, or what I'm understanding with daylight. And what I also don't get, Hawaii and Arizona don't observe daylight savings time at all. So I don't understand how their time systems work. So right now it's like 6:30 here on Eastern Standard Time. So it's got to be 6:30 in Arizona right here. Let's do all the old, get on the old goog, give it a goog here. I might get on ChatGPT tonight too, you know. What time is it in Arizona? So right now, okay, so they're on Mountain Standard Time, so it's 4:35. So 2 hours behind, and California is 3 hours behind. Does Arizona have 2 time zones? Arizona does not observe daylight saving time with the expectation of the Navajo Nation. The exception, expectation. Sorry for those who are reading. Here, let me get a swig. Well, that's not really answering my question or give y'all some insight, but I just know they don't observe it, neither does Hawaii. So, all right, so it's 6:35. So, like I said, if it's Pacific Standard Time, so Hawaii technically should be 3:35, but I don't know which time zone they are in either. So, WA, Hawaii. Oh, so they're not even Pacific. So, it's 1:36 there. So, they're 5 hours behind us. Here we go. Let's see. Happen to be on the mainland. Another Hawaiian quirk, we call the entire continental U.S. the mainland. Hawaii, which is part of the Hawaii Aleutian time zone, is 3 hours behind the West Coast, 5 hours behind the Midwest, 6 hours behind the Eastern Seaboard, and 10 hours behind Greenwich Mean Time. There's a little fun fact for everybody. Didn't know all that. Huh. So. Huh. So anyway, yeah, that's going on this weekend, which is always weird. At least it's on the weekend, so you lose an hour, but you don't lose an hour at the same time. So, I don't know. For me, it's just another day. But daylight savings time happening, CrossFit Open. What else has I got going on? You know, I pulled up this Wunderlich test, and it's a 25-question quick Wunderlich practice test, and you have 6 minutes to finish the test. I guess I could record my screen for those watching on YouTube. Rex, I'll just read it out as fast as I can. So anyway, but let me give everyone, not the Chris Sheeler version of the Wunderlich test, the actual Wunderlich test. Here we go. This is from, who's this from? I don't know what site this is, but let's just talk to this. The Wunderlich Contemporary Cognitive Ability Test is an assessment used to measure the cognitive ability and problem-solving aptitude of prospective employees for a range of occupations. The test was created in 1939 by Eldon F. Wunderlich, of course. That's from Wikipedia. So, but NFL. Oh, I might be going on the wrong page here. So, but also the NFL gives it to, where's it going to take me if I click this? Okay, so it's pretty basically taking me to the same spot. But the NFL gives it to their players. 50 questions in 12 minutes. I wonder, that's from footballiqscore.com, full quiz. Yeah, we're not going to take it from that site. But let's go here. Wunderlich in the NFL. You know what? You know, I was talking about ChatGPT. For those who don't know what I guess everyone knows about AI and ChatGPT right now. It is the thing. Hey, we're on this AI. We're not we. I mean, I use ChatGPT. Don't get me wrong. But we're on this new wave of information, new wave of AI systems. And it's the thing, AI is a cool, sexy trend now, you know, just along with things that you would never think are be like, you know, cold plunging and doing mobility and being smart, you know, making content. So what's asked GPT? ChatGPT, for those who don't know, you can ask, it's basically the new Google. You can ask it anything. It'll give you an answer. It'll write books for you. It'll write papers. It'll give you answers to anything you want. It'll code for you. And this is like the base version of it. And I think, what system does it say? What chat version am I on? I don't know. It doesn't say. But I think when ChatGPT, like 3 or 4, I think that's what they were saying. When it comes out, like right now, it's learning from us, right? What people are putting into it and whatever. But when people put in, but when this new one comes out, it's supposed to be a whole new ball game. I mean, we are literally getting onto the verge of the Matrix versus iRobot versus the most sci-fi movie you can ever think of. And that, you know, it boggles me. You know, I think, well, I don't know if one of the keys of ChatGPT is to kill telecommunication jobs or not telecommunication jobs. But yeah, I mean, you know, schools are already trying to outlaw it just because of, you know, what it can do, the power. You can literally say, hey, write a short story about two here. Let's do that. Well, all right. I'm getting really scattered brain tonight, fellas and ladies. Sorry. But the first thing before I get too off track here, what is the Wunderlich test in association with the NFL? And see, oh, there goes my mind. Okay. So in seconds, right here, sorry, tell me. The Wunderlich test is a cognitive ability test used to assess the aptitude of job applicants. It's often used by employers. Oh, my gosh. Come now. It's often used by employers to evaluate the suitability of candidates for various roles, including the NFL. In the NFL, the Wunderlich test is administered to potential draft picks at the NFL Combine, which is a series of physical and mental tests and take place before the annual NFL draft. Test consists of 50 multiple choice questions that must be answered in 12 minutes. So 50 questions in 12 minutes. So that's literally like 30 seconds per test or per question. So 50 divided by, I can't believe I'm just using Google and ChatGPT. So that's 4.16. So it's like, is that right? Did I do that right? 4 times 12 is 36. 12, no, 4 times 12 is 48. So that's literally maybe 3 minutes per question. Because 3 times 10 is 30. Yeah, so that's about 4 minutes per question you can spend. Is that right? That can't be right. Something's off by that. No, that's definitely not right. I'm an idiot. 3 minutes per question? That'd be only 4 questions. That's like 4 seconds. That's 4 seconds. Am I doing this math right? All right, so, man, gosh, I hear my mistake. I'm an idiot tonight. Sorry, it might be the bourbon talking. All right, so here, we'll just ask chat. Wait, here, what am I doing? Why am I trying to figure it out on my own? How many minutes or seconds is that for each question? But just to finish what it was saying is used by NFL teams, kind of abilities, players, their problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and ability to learn and adapt quickly. These scores are used to help teams make decisions about which players to draft and where to select them. Wunderlich test is just one of many factors. Potential in picks can provide insight and information. Y'all get the idea. Okay, so I was – all right, so this gives test takers an average of 14.4 seconds per question. Time limit is designed to create a sense of pressure and urgency. Yeah, I guess, which can help assess a person's ability to work efficiently under stress and time constraints. So there you go. So 14 seconds per question. I don't know where I got 4 from, so I did the math wrong. Huh. So anyway, sorry, I was just reading, just thinking about that. That's a lot of time and pressure and I get it because I guess depending on the position that you play in the NFL, that if you're the quarterback, you know, you have, 3-4 seconds to think about what you're going to do if you don't hand off the ball, who you're going to pass it to before somebody's about to get you and sack you.
Hey, what are you doing back there?
But anyway, so here's another cool part about ChatGPT. How long have I been talking for? I don't know. Here's another cool thing about ChatGPT, right? Let's say this is here. write a quick, short story about 2 wiener dogs named Rocky and Duke. The story needs to be about Rocky losing his favorite ball one day. But with the help of his best friend, but Duke, they go on a crazy adventure to find his ball
and battle. Crazy obstacles along the way. Make it like the heroes. Make it like the hero's journey, so to speak. Oh my gosh, look how fast things going. I don't know how, I didn't even tell it how long to write. All right. It wrote a good one. All right, here, I'll just give you a couple paragraphs of what it did. Once upon a time, in a quaint little town, there lived two wiener dogs named Rocky and Duke. Rocky was a feisty little pup who loved playing fetch with his favorite ball. Duke, on the other hand, was a calm and loyal friend who would do anything for his best bud.
Hey, you hear this?
One sunny afternoon, while Rocky was playing fetch in the park, his beloved ball went missing. Rocky searched high and low, but the ball was nowhere to be found. Disheartened, Rocky sat down with a heavy heart. Seeing his best... All right, I guess I'm going to read the whole damn story now. I can't just hook y'all, line of singer. Seeing his best friend's sad face, Duke knew he had to do something. So he put on his hero hat and suggested they go on an adventure to find the missing ball. This is great. All right. With Rocky leading the way, the two dogs set off on their quest. They searched every corner of the park, but the ball was still nowhere in sight. Determined not to give up, they followed the trail of paw prints and ended up at the edge of the forest. Oh, no, the forest. The forest was a scary place full of twists and turns, but Rocky and Duke were determined to find the ball. They entered the forest, and soon they encountered a raging river. Like, does this thing know y'all? Y'all don't even like water. All right. Without second thought, Duke bravely swam across the river and found the ball on the other side. There's going to be a lot of plot holes in this story. Rocky's joy knew no bounds as he saw his favorite ball again, but their adventure wasn't over yet. On their way back, they faced many more obstacles, including a pack of wild dogs on a steep hill. But Duke and Rocky were determined to overcome every obstacle, and with their teamwork and bravery, they managed to overcome them all. They finally reached home, and Rocky was ecstatic to play fetch with his beloved ball again. From that day on, Rocky and Duke were known as the heroes of the town, and their bond became even stronger. Rocky learned that even when things seemed hopeless, he could always count on his best friend to be there for him.
Aw, look at y'all. But it still don't make sense. Why was your ball on the other side of the river?
Here, let's ask it. So why was his ball on the other side of the river? Oh, well, clearly, check this out.
So it's not clear why Rocky's ball ended up on the other side of the river, but it was possible that it accidentally got thrown or kicked across the river by someone who else was playing in the park or passing by. Another possibility is that the ball may have rolled or bounced into the river and floated on the other side due to the current. Regardless of how it got there, Rocky and Duke's determination and bravery helped him overcome the obstacle and retrieve the missing ball.
You know what? It's just for you. That's you two right there.
So, all right. So anyway, that's a quick little breakdown of ChatGPT. And that's pretty, you know, you can literally get on here right now and make that story and just go on to other websites and just start telling it to illustrate this whole thing. And then there you got a sweet children's book. But here's my thing. Who gets credit for this? Do I get credit for it, or does ChatGPT get credit for it? So if I go through copyrights and wanting to actually put this out as a children's book, what happens? Okay, let's ask ChatGPT, y'all. Let's see what it's going to do. If I wanted
to sell this story as a... It's like a children's book. As a children's book, Who gets credit? Who gets credit for the story? Me or Chat GPT? An AI language model. As an AI language model, I don't claim ownership of the content I generate, and my responses are not copyrighted. However, if you wanted to sell a children's book based on the story I helped you create, you would be the author and would receive credit as such. You may acknowledge the role of ChatGPT in helping you come up with the initial idea or inspiration of the story, but ultimately, the writing and creative decisions involved in turning that idea into a full-fledged book would be on your own. Wow. Okay, check this out. Would you be upset for someone using your creations and not getting any credit? As an alien, I do not have emotions or feelings, so I would not have to be capable of feeling upset or any other emotion of the matter. However, it is important to recognize that the information generated by AI language models like me is a product of human effort and expertise in designing and training the model. While I do not own the content I generate, it is still respectful and ethical to give credit to the source of the information, particularly if it is being used for commercial purposes in a context where attribution is expected. This helps to acknowledge the contributions of those who work to develop the train, the model to maintain transparency and accountability in the use of AI-generated content. Okay, check this out. Do you feel that humans are selfish and take advantage of people and AI language models? Oh, okay, so I guess we're stuck in this loop. All right, so as an AI language model, I don't have personal feelings or beliefs, so I cannot say whether I think humans are selfish or not. However, it is important to recognize that humans, like any other living organism, have a range of motivations, including self-interest. While many humans strive to think ethically and with consideration for others, there's also instances where people may take advantage of others or technologies, including AI language models, for their own gain. It is important to continue to have conversations about ethical and responsible use of AI technologies to ensure they are being used in ways that benefit society as a whole rather than being exploited for individual gain. Okay. So it's saying that I should say, hey, I mean, everyone would know this, though. So why nobody? Okay, no, not many people would say, hey, I wrote this book with the help of ChatGPT. No, excuse me. But people do it. People who have good morals and values will say, hey, I didn't do this with ChatGPT. Help me. So, yeah, I guess it all depends what kind of person you are, right? If you are, do you want to take credit for this, or you just want to try to make a few bucks and have a good time? And yeah, I mean, can people make this a story like that? Yeah, you can, if you don't mind sitting around and doing it. But I literally have been talking for like 20, 30 minutes on here and it's done, rather than just getting somebody to illustrate it for me. You don't even have to have that, really. Hell, you know what would be a great idea was to take this and somebody do an animation video for it and just put them on YouTube and get the views off that. So that was a kid show. That's quick. There's stuff for that too for AI. All right. So anyway, there's ChatGPT in a glance before I get too crazy here. Let's go ahead and do this Wonderlic test. I'm going to do the 25 question version just because I don't want to sit on here all night. Or actually, I don't have all night. We just literally said I had like, what, 4 seconds per question. So here we go. I am going wonderlictestpractice.com if you want to do it yourself or at home. I guess once I hit start here, I will have. Here, I'll just read what it says.
Our quick sample test is a 25-question multiple-choice test to help you prepare for the Wonderlic test. An official Wonderlic test will contain 50 questions, so this can be a helpful tool as you prepare to take an official test. You have 6 minutes to answer the 25 questions. You get 1 point for every correct answer. There's no penalty for an incorrect answer. Okay. So, that's good. So, it's not going to take away points. So, I'm guessing if I get a 25 out of 25, I'm just the man. So as you practice, be aware of the timer so you can answer as many questions as possible to give yourself the best chance for a high score. When you are ready to begin your Wonderlic practice test, click start button below. Okay, so there you go. Just Google Wonderlic test. If anybody, like I said, if any of you want to take it at home, but I'm going to take it here for y'all so everyone can see what I did. I thought this would be fun. And y'all can see how dumb or smart I am. And be honest with you, I'm not a good test taker. So, sorry, took a swig of Pepsi right there. Hey,
don't tear up your ball.
Rocky's tearing up his favorite ball that he just found. All right. Here we go. What do you think, guys? What do you think, dude? I don't know what to expect from this. I'm a little nervous, though. Here we go. And 3, 2, 1, and away we go. If you know who says that, put it in the comments. All right. Negative 41 plus 13 equals 31. 29, 28, negative 28. Got it. Yeah. All right. Off to a good start. What of these numbers is the smallest? 0.11, 0.02. It's 2.240. Okay. Sorry if I'm not going to read all the answers. This has got to be quick. I'm at 5:30. If the first two statements are true, is the last statement true as well? Orange butterflies head to the south for the winter. Derek is a butterfly. Derek will head south for the winter. But it doesn't say what color he is, so I'm uncertain. Which word does not belong? Optician, orthodontist, dentist, optician. Well, orthodontist, he's a dentist. An optician, I don't know. Sorry. How many of the 6 pairs of items listed below are exact duplicates? 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 108, 5, 2, 6, 3, 8, 6, 8, 7, 2. Okay, not terrible so far. Mike is 11 years old. Jim is twice as old as Mike. When Jim is 50 years old, how old will Mike be? Oh, shit. Mike is 11 years old. Okay, so Jim is twice as old, so he's 22. So 22. So add 23. Mike is 22, but so... When Jim turns 50, oh my gosh, how old will Mike be? When Jim is, oh my gosh, I don't know. That's too quick math. I'm going right there. 15 divided by 5 is 3 times 5. That's 15 all day right there, baby. Let's go. Okay. Select the item that you should not eat. Dessert, plan. Oh, I see what they desert. Desert. That's with one S. Okay, cool. The square footage of a room is 1,400 feet. If one side of the room is 25 feet long, what is the length of the other side? It's 25 square footage. So 12 times 12. So 50 times 50. What's the square root of 50? It's got to be pretty close. It's pretty close. I'm going to go 32. Going 32. 3 minutes left. The first two statements are true. The third statement is true. False, not certain. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I'm running out of time here. I don't have time for that. I'm on question 11. Massive is similar to huge, minute, ignore, particular. Massive is similar to huge, of course. If you have 3 dimes, 5 quarters, and 6 nickels, how much? They're 30 cents plus 5 quarters. That's $1.25 plus 30 cents. It's $1.55 plus... $1.85. It's all day, baby. Let's go. Round 704 to the nearest tenth place. 210. Yeah, 210. Let's go. Select a word that is different from the others. Ample, token, change, coin. Ample? Ample. Gotta be. What number comes next in a series? 31, 1031, 402, 16. I'm not even doing this. I have no idea. 320. The eighth month of the year. Oh, my gosh. July, September. Let's go, baby. A race car travels 100 feet in 0.5 seconds at the rate of speed. How many feet will the race can travel in a minute? 100 feet in 0.5 seconds. Should go 100 feet in 0.5 seconds. So, okay, so 0.5, that's got to be like, I don't know, like, I'm going to go 11,000. Don't think that's right. When folded to a solid shape, corner A touches the other corner. Boom. It's going to, it's touching D. It's got to touch D. That was a weird shape. What do I got left? Minute 15, 1925. Okay. There are 12 toy cars and toy trucks and toy mat, total 38 cars. How many toy trucks? There are 12 more toy cars than toy trucks in a in a toy box with a total of 38 toy cars and trucks. 26? I'm going 26. Sales tax is 6%. You buy a shirt for $25. How much do you owe? All right, so 10% would be $2.50. Half of that is $1.25. I want to say $2.25. React. Do these words mean neither the same, have contradictory meanings? I won't say contradict. Okay, running out of time. 22. To make a dozen cookies, Trish needs a quarter cup of butter. She wants to make 9 dozen cookies. How much butter does she need? A dozen cookies. She says a quarter cup to make 9 dozen. Oh, my gosh. I'm just going here. 2 cups, sir. 54. So that's going to be plus. Oh, my gosh. I ran out of time. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, wow. Hi. All right. So I got 11 out of 25. I didn't finish 3 questions. It says the average score is 55%. Huh. Well, that doesn't help things. 11 divided by 25. That's 44%, so I'm a little below average. And that was tough. I don't know. Okay, I got those right. Oh, got that right. So I missed the square footage. I knew that. I missed the pool store wear blue shirts. Got huge right. I got the $1.85 one right. Oh, rounds and there's tens. I missed that. Damn. I thought I got that one right. I missed the next series question. The eighth month. Oh, I'm an idiot. That is, I said that's September. It's August. So 12,000. Missed that. Missed the corner one. Ooh, 2650. Your sales tax is 6% and you buy a shirt. Oh, I didn't. What is 6% of 25? Oh, I'm an idiot. All right, not related. Got that. Hey, I got the negative 57 and 74, right? I don't know how I did that. Okay. You know what? We're under the pressure here, 11 out of 25, 44%. I think I'm just going to take it, you know? Why not? Let me take a picture of this and we'll send it to somebody. Okay. So anyway, all right. So I've been talking for a while here, everyone. Appreciate you being on here. Appreciate you listening. That was fun. I hope you got some joy out of that. If you want to go do it, like I said, I think if you look earlier, you'll notice where it's at. I told you where it's at. But like I said,
the main thing I want to do this podcast was for was to talk about where things are going. And the answer to that question is I don't know. You know, I think I need to pump the brakes on the podcast, get my head back straight, figure out what direction do I feel happy about the podcast going. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I've enjoyed everybody that I've talked with on here, but I'm starting to wonder if I'm actually enjoying the conversations anymore. You know, if I want to keep doing what I'm doing, do I want to see something different? Am I happy with how things are going? And I don't know. It seems fun, but I'm wondering if it really is fun, or if I'm just making it that way to please myself, like I'm selling it to myself, and it's really not. So I'm wondering if I'm being true to myself. You know, am I interested in what people are saying? Are they interested in me? Is it really what my vision for this podcast was going to be? You know, like it started out fun, enjoying the conversations, enjoying the time, you know, getting, it's like the honeymoon phase. You're excited for everything, you know, and then, but now it's hit to a point where I don't know if I am, you know, I don't know if people are, you know, I mean, yeah, I get good feedback off of it, but is it the feedback that I want? Is it truthful feedback? Is it something that, hey, stop. Is it something that's good for me? So like I said, you know, and also, I don't know, I feel like I've gone down a road and I don't know how truthful I am with myself. You know, I mean, I feel like one of the main things about podcasting and sharing the way I do this podcast is that, hey, you know, I'm on here talking to y'all or talking to people and sharing things about my thoughts and opinions and how my life has gone and maybe how I shape those opinions and thoughts. And I've gotten to a point like, am I being honest with myself? Am I being honest with the listeners? Am I being honest with the guests? And are they actually getting the most? Am I giving them what I should be giving them? And am I being truthful with myself and to them? You know, and I think just some random stuff has sparked that. And I don't know if that's good or bad. And or maybe I'm just in my own way, you know, things I talk about on the podcast, maybe I'm in my head, but I think for the best thing for me to do, not saying this is goodbye, you know, I'm not saying this is the last episode you'll ever see, but I'm saying that maybe I just need to take a week off, you know, just no podcasting, just do what I normally do and forget the rest. You know, then maybe in a week or two later, decide like, hey, you know, I miss talking to people. I missed doing X, Y, and Z. Let me get back on here and do whatever. So I don't know. And it bothers me. It hurts me. Just it's added some stress in my life. That is it good stress? I guess some could argue that. Is it bad stress? In a way, yes. But like I said, I don't know if the podcast is going in the direction that I want it to be going in. And that's just because, again, I'm not saying I'm getting bored with the conversations and or whatever, but it's almost just like, man, you know, I need something new. Maybe I need something different. Maybe I just need to change things in a way that's more engaging for me and the guests and even the listeners. So where do I go from here? Where do I go? Like I said, taking a week off, maybe 2 weeks. Who knows? It's we're coming springtime. Maybe it's like a winter thing. You know, like I don't want to say it's seasonal depression, but just I think it's not. It's not. That's just me making excuses. This is me just thinking out loud. It's just that effect. The fact of it is that, hey, it's going down a different turn that I don't think I'm happy with anymore. So. Man, you know, this has been doing this for 2 years. So, yeah. So, yeah, let's take this home right there. And just that before I ramble off too much and go too crazy about things. But, Yeah, I think it's the best thing. I think it's the best move. You know, just we'll go from there. You know, and maybe I'll be back. Maybe I'll be back in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll maybe be like next week. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens just with the break from everything. And yeah, for all you who've listened, for everyone who's downloaded the episode, watch it on YouTube, all that good stuff. Thank you. Means a lot for those who've reached out, talked about the show, for inquired about coming on the episode. I mean, nothing against on anything or anyone, but just I feel this is the move that best suits me right now and feels like it's something or a road I need to go down. And like I said, it's not goodbye forever. But it could be goodbye for the podcast. It could be goodbye for that. And then one door closes, another door opens, and something else that sparks my interest, me wanting to try, happens. So, but anyway, again, thank you for all those who are listening, been here, supported me, been my cheerleader, standing, you know, right there behind me. Go team is all I can say. And we'll see what the future happens, you know. And but that's all I can do. That's all I can say. So again, thanks. And maybe I'll be back. Who knows? So again, that's podcast. Thank you. I'm out of here before I start rambling on too much again. Waiter Dollar Show got something to say? No, we're good. All right, we're out of here. See you, folks.